News, reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Philippines military officials say an Air Force plane crashed and broke up in flames on a southern island on Sunday, killing at least 45 people after some jumped free in the country's worst military air disaster in nearly 30 years. Pictures from the scene show flames and smoke from wreckage among coconut palms and men in combat uniform around, with a column of thick black smoke rising into the sky. The transport aircraft was carrying troops bound for counterinsurgency operations and crashed with 96 people on board. The American-made Lockheed C-130 is a former U.S. Air Force plane handed over this year. The plane had attempted to land at an airport but overshot the runway without touching down. It failed to regain enough power and height and crashed nearby. A military spokesman says the cause is unknown and there is no sign of any attack on the plane, but an investigation has yet to begun as efforts were focused on rescue and treatment. Meantime, Philippine scientists warned Sunday a volcano south of Manila could erupt again anytime soon as toxic gas emissions hit a record high and thousands more people in vulnerable communities left their homes. The volcano has been discharging sulfur dioxide for the past week, creating a haze over Manila and several surrounding provinces and prompting health warnings. Nearly 4,500 people have left their homes since authorities called for evacuations of high-risk areas. Some settlements have been locked down, temporarily preventing residents from returning to their properties. The volcano is 50 kilometers or 30 miles south of Manila, and it burst to life last Thursday, sending steam and rock fragments hundreds of meters into the sky. This is VOA News. The Vatican says Pope Francis was admitted to